50 years ago. Yeah. I used to live out there.
Out there, you're pointing to Alcatraz?
Yeah.
The full moon is setting, the sun about to rise. Although Tyrone Simmons won't be making the trip around Alcatraz today, his son and granddaughter will. But he remembers answering the call 50 years ago.
I just got out of the Marines from Vietnam, and I was homeless, and my people came and said, we need you, and so I came down here and helped occupy the island.
What were you trying to accomplish by taking over the island?
Showing the significance of our sovereignty nations and everything, and getting our treaty rights, and being able to stand up as human beings in our own country.
There's a lot of pride in the groups boarding canoes, and there will be a bigger commemoration of the anniversary of the occupation on the actual date, November 20th. This morning, there's also talk about the shifting meaning of today's holiday. I speak with Barry Moses of the Spokane tribe about that.
Tell me what the importance of Indigenous Peoples Day is to you.
For me personally, it's about righting an historical injustice. You know, so Christopher Columbus, you know, was an invader, not a discoverer. And by celebrating Columbus, it erases Indigenous people. So this is a reclaiming of Indigenous presence on Indigenous land. For us, you know, we're representing the Upper Columbia tribes in Washington State. You know, we're really fighting to bring the salmon back to the Upper Columbia River that was stopped, you know, by the Grand Coulee Dam and the other dams. You know, but every tribe has its issue that it's facing.
As the canoes paddle around Alcatraz and return, they're met by 85-year-old Ruth Orta of the Ohlone tribe.
Welcome back to the shores. I'm so happy that you had a safe travel out, and I want to bless you and welcome you back. You made this little old lady a happy, happy person. Thank you, thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Welcome to Yovamu. You need a hand.
50 years ago, Lineta Warjack was Lineta Means, a leader of the occupation who remains an activist today.
It's been 50 years since we took Alcatraz. And a lot has happened in that time. And we continue to retain our culture, our identity, and we're still here. We live. I just wanted to briefly mention some of the things that we're having to go through now. Our Indigenous people in South America, Africa is going through the burning as well, and the plants, the animals, the water, the pollution that's going on. You know, we just need to continue our prayers, because we wouldn't be here without those prayers.
That was Lineta Warjack 10 days ago on Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.